Johnson and Dongan got into a pretty heavy argument about how Johnson was keeping the 60. Dongan didn't think the extra barrel that Johnson had to keep was clean enough. Johnson was telling him that he needed a grenade up his ass. They got real close to each other, and Johnson pushed Dongan away from him. Lieutenant Gearhart got Johnson away from Sergeant Dongan and started pushing him toward the HQ hooch. Pee-wee told Johnson that if anything funky went down, that he could count on him. "You can count on me too," I said. I meant it too. The squad didn't need any crap to get us separated. I knew that, and I was sure that Pee-wee did too. But we didn't have to take any crap either. Guard duty. Me, Lobel, Pee-wee, and Sergeant Dongan. He said that he wanted to pull guard to check us out. When he said that, Pee-wee opened his pants and told him to check out his crotch. Sergeant Dongan was from Richmond, Indiana. He sounded Southern, he looked Southern, and he seemed to think Southern. Brunner was sucking up to him as per usual. Johnson outlined the problem.
"Me, Pee-wee, Perry, and Monaco is the niggas of this outfit," he said. "We gotta keep a serious watch on our asses."
I believed him. Monaco was Italian, but he was the same as the black guys in Dongan's eyes. Maybe because he got along with us so well. I don't know. We went out on guard duty at 2000 hours. It was my first real duty since I had got back to the squad. I hit the guard position and inspected it. It looked okay. It was a foxhole with sandbags around the top and boards at the bottom to stand on. The boards were rickety, but they were better than oozing down into the mud. I lifted the boards and dug it down another foot. Noises. The crickets and creepy crawlies were out in force. Crickets made a terrible racket. Things slithering through the grass could wake up the dead. The moon floating above us scraped against the clouds. Noises.